Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Allie Mack, and Dylan keeping us in line behind the glass. There's no way to sugarcoat this, guys. Braves had a rough go against the Phillies this weekend. They took 1 of 3, lost the series. Friday lost 13-0 after a rain delay. Saturday, Braves did win 6-1, and yesterday 2-1. Now, yes, awful weekend, but I always try to look for a silver lining.
That's why we love you.
Did Sean Murphy get right?
Maybe.
Did he work himself out?
He hit another one yesterday.
Right.
Yeah.
First grand slam for the Braves for this season.
Yeah, I think they were like playing it up on the broadcast too, and then he goes yickety. It's a hope because if you could get him and Drake going, and they're both kind of offensively hitting, maybe. Speaking of giving guys days off, you could afford to give Ozuna from the Braves a day off here or there.
I see what you did there.
Because you got two guys that you really need to be in the lineup. It's taxing as a catcher. I think you're seeing the benefit of having both those guys on your roster. Now, they're not necessarily – Murphy's not still hitting to the level that you would like him to, but – he's still got it, and he can still do it. I think the most disappointing thing for me is that Sean Murphy is the last guy to record an RBI on this team.
I think you
bring up a good point about Marcell Ozuna because he's getting to the point where he's been so brutal the last couple weeks stretch, really the entire month of June, where you look at him, you go, maybe he needs the Michael Harris treatment. Mm-hmm. I could use 2 or 3 days off for him, get the hip right, whatever else is needed. It doesn't seem like you were allowed to do that before, but obviously, if Sean Murphy can hold up part of this offense and be in the DH spot for a couple of days, then that allows you some possibilities. I'm on the right now after losing 2 or 3, and I told you guys Friday I felt like it was a make or break series, and now after losing 2 or 3, I'm on the hey, just throw it out there and see what happens. And I know that baseball fans, baseball managers, I snitpick all the time with Brian Snitker. I know that they don't like massive changes or overhauls or just saying, hey, see what can happen. But I just feel like that's where you're at with this Braves team, where how many times can you look at the sample size last year? And we kept saying, well, there's injuries. Well, this, the sample size is big enough with some of these guys that this is over. We're more than halfway through the season. We got the All-Star break coming up in a couple weeks. And I'm not saying, hey, cut this guy, trade this guy, do all these things, but some huge lineup swings would be nice, especially given the ability to utilize Yerkes and Profar moving forward.
But where's your
maybe you move Ronnie down?
No, Ronald Acuña Jr. is a leadoff
again. Hitter. It's not freaking working.
It has worked when he is the best. They have moved him in other spots, and he's not as comfortable. That's not the problem. Now it was this weekend because you had Matt hitting second. And Ronald didn't have a good series.
It is the problem when your 3, 4, and 5 hitters have been as anemic as the Braves have been this season.
But that's the thing is, well, first off, who are you counting that? Because everybody keeps telling me how bad Austin Riley is. He leads the team in batting average. I think he's one of the top two guys in on-base percentage on the team. Riley hasn't stayed red hot. He's always been a streaky guy. I mean,
he's the number I had earlier, 250. He hit 255 in June.
Okay, where's that stack with the rest of the
Matt Olson's more red hot than anybody. Marcell Ozuna and Ozzy Albies, though, being included in that is awful.
See that, but that's awful. The thing. You keep saying 3, 4, 5, but it's not just you. You don't have to pitch a 3, 4, 5 because 6, 7, 8, 9 is a hole. I think that's the biggest problem for me. I know I don't disagree with some of that. I think when Profar comes back, he becomes your two-hole hitter, and then you can automatically move Matt to 3 and Austin to 4, I think, and I would put Ozuna probably 5. But you still have a 240 hitter this month in Nick Allen, who's on base percentage, I think, was probably in the 320s, 330s, which is good. That's fine. I mean, that's good for him. But then, what is center field going to give me? What is second base giving me?
Well, and let me respond to your question because hey, we can't move Ronald down the lineup. It's not going to work. Then what are we supposed to do here? Including myself as Braves fans, what are we supposed to do? Are we just supposed to continue to ride this wave and just say it'll get better at some point? Because I think that's where that's the questions we all continue to have. Nope, can't move Ronald Acuña. Then where are we at, and what are we doing?
Well,
because there doesn't seem to be a plan moving forward. You're telling me we're just plugging Yerkes and Profar in and hoping that everybody just gets hot?
What I would do, well, again, there's not a lot you can do with so many holes in the lineup, but you got to figure something. I think Michael Harris should be in the nine hole. That's the only time in his career he has really produced. And then Ronnie was good with him coming up, and when he get on base, if he was getting on base, I think Michael Harris was having to see pitches. I think it makes the lineup deeper. So I would put, and I know I'm starting from the last spot. I'd put Michael Harris at nine. I'd put Acuña leadoff. Now where you go two through five is an interesting thing. I would actually put Profar there to start, and then have Olsen at third.
Yeah. I'm with
now,
you on that.
Where I go next would be some form of Riley, depending on who's up there, who's playing that day. Maybe Baldwin 4 when he plays, and if not, then Riley 4. And then Ozuna 5, unless Baldwin's at 4. And if Baldwin's at 4, I put Riley at 5. And that, so I would move Ozuna at some days, even to 6th in the lineup. And then have...
I'd be fine with Ozzy Albies being at 7. Like I'm over that.
Well, I think some days you could have Sean Murphy.
My point is that if you're going to slide everybody down and Profar being the 2-hole and slide everybody else down, I think the catchers either one deserve to jump where Ozzy Albies is at in the lineup. Then I'm fine with Albies hitting in the 7-hole and being what it is, getting whatever you can at a shortstop at 8, and then obviously whoever's playing center field probably at 9. If you don't want to move Ronald Acuña.
I know
that is a non-starter for Braves purists not to move Ronald Acuña, and that's where he prefers to hit. But I look at this and how bad the Braves have been at hitting this year with runners in scoring position, and it makes me want to bang my head on the wall.
That's all great, but if Ronald Acuña is coming up with Ozuna next and he's at 4, and I know Ozuna's not really seeing the ball well, and I know he doesn't have the power, I'm not pitching to Ronald. So it doesn't matter if he's coming up with guys on base.
Well, I would like to see Ronald. Do you flip maybe and have Matt Olson hit in front of Ronald Acuña in that instance?
No, because again, I want Ronald on the base paths. I can't speak. I want him on the bases when a guy like Matt Olson, who has been red hot, who's 7-for-21 in his last 5 games, is getting hits.
I agree. That's your best combination right now, and I just hate that they're at 1-2.
And that's what I'm trying to tell you is it doesn't matter if Ronald didn't have a good series. He didn't have a good 5-game stretch. Mm-hmm. They're 1-4 in that stretch.
So why not move both of them down in the lineup and have opportunities for more people to get on in front of it? If that's your two best hitters.
Because it's a spark plug to start the game with Ronald there. He produces.
I don't.
You want him.
It's not
And
working.
Also, you want him getting.
I don't know why you're yelling. It's a discussion. You don't have to freak out.
You also want him getting the most at-bats.
Yeah.
Who gets the most at-bats?
That's fine. I'm just telling you, it ain't working. I'm tired of the, he wants to hit leadoff. You know what? Rafael Devers, he wanted to play third base in Boston.
But he doesn't, it's not that he doesn't want to, it's that he's the best player. He's an MVP caliber player at leadoff. Okay. You also need your best players getting the most opportunities to get on base.
He might be the only MVP right fielder in the history of the game to bat leadoff.
I don't think that's true. It's maddening.
Both those guys, if you slid them down, put Profar ahead of them, put somebody else, put Eli White or Fairchild, whoever it is in the leadoff role, slide them down the lineup and give more opportunities for more players to be on base from Ronald Acuña and Matt Olson come up.
But they're not getting on base. The guys you just named, you just said
more opportunities.
But I don't need worst hitters getting more at bats. That's the last thing I need for this team.
How many more bats are we talking about over the course of a season?
For
Ronald Acuña as opposed to whoever's in the 3-hole.
All right, just the last 5 games. I don't know where Riley came up every time, but he had 6. He had 18. So Olson over a 5-game stretch got 3 more at bats right there, where that counted, not counting based on balls. So maybe I think he had 2. So he got 5 more at bats over a 5-game stretch. That's important. When you have guys that are getting hits that
aren't. Olson got how many more at bats?
5.
Then who?
Then Austin Riley.
Okay.
And Riley, I think, was hitting 4 some of that time. So that 3 and 4 in some of those. So that right there is in a. That means Ronald Acuña is getting at least five more at bats.
Just wait and see. We'll just wait and see.
It's not wait and see, Mike.
That's all I hear. But no, we can't change this. We might as well just keep riding the wave.
I'm perfectly
can't change
but
it.
But see, that's why I get irritated, because you are basically saying don't change stuff. I'm not saying don't change things. I'm saying don't change the one guy. Don't change Ronald Acuña Jr. because Michael Harris sucks at his job every day at the
plate. Ronald Acuña is the key to the future of this baseball team.
And that's why he has to stay at the most important spot, which is that leadoff. You have no one else.
The most important spot.
There is not another player on this team that I trust to hit leadoff. Michael Harris should be nine.
No other team in this league is the leadoff hitter, the most important player on the team.
That's not true. That's absolutely not true. I can go through there and find guys.
We'll do that then.
Okay,
yeah,
I will.
We gotta put a pin in this for now. It's all incredibly frustrating. They do have today off. Angels come to town tomorrow. Probable pitcher, Didier Fuentes. And we're going to talk about next. Michael Penix had quite the weekend down in Florida. We'll cover what he was up to. And we also have a mic'd up.
Yeah, this is going to be well-timed. I have a shout-out to give to a new member of Mike's Mafia. Don't want to miss that coming up on the other side of the break.
That is next with the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.